All right, welcome to our Dallas County Let's Talk program presented by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. I'm Logan Mance. Pleased to be joined by Dallas County Health Navigation Coordinator Ann Cochran. And Ann, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And first, I'd like to talk about COVID-19. It's been off the minds of people going into this springtime. What are the numbers looking like in Dallas County?
Well, the number of reported cases of COVID-19 in Dallas County currently is low, with fewer than 10 new cases reported, and only 3% of persons diagnosed are requiring hospitalization. However, that doesn't mean that COVID has entirely gone away, and we encourage people that if you are needing a booster, it's not too late to do that, and it's probably a good idea to go ahead and have that protection.
Again, we're speaking with Dallas County Health Navigation Coordinator Ann Cochran on our Let's Talk Dallas County program, and I know you don't know exactly, but why have those numbers decreased?
Well, part of it is reported cases. Now, keep in mind that the mandate to report is eased, and the number of people that are now using home kits to self-diagnose that they do, you know, that they are positive for COVID, all have an impact on the number of reported cases. Because if you do a self-test and you find out you're positive, you're not obligated to report that.
And then March brings us a couple of topics that brings awareness to a couple of topics, and starting with Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. What are maybe some risk factors or anything they should know about kidney cancer as it is Kidney Cancer Awareness Month here in March?
Yeah, and kidney cancer isn't a disease you hear about much, although according to Mayo Clinic, who are very much experts, the percentage of persons diagnosed with kidney cancer is actually going up. One explanation is better technology now is enabling technicians to detect kidney cancer. Sometimes when an MRI scan is being done for a totally different reason, they'll pick up on kidney cancer. Undetected kidney cancer will advance, and the person might notice blood in their urine, unexpected weight loss, tiredness, or a fever. Make an appointment with your clinic if you have any of those symptoms. As far as risk factors for kidney cancer, you're more likely to get kidney cancer if you smoke, and or if you're overweight and have high blood pressure. And those are controllable factors. You can quit smoking. You can work on losing weight if you're overweight, and that will help keep your high blood pressure under control.
That's a good transition to my next topic, because the next item that March brings awareness to is National Nutrition Month. And that kind of coincides well with trying to lose weight, right, Anne? If you're maintaining a good diet, that helps everyone be healthy, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about nutrition is we all have to start somewhere to up our nutrition game. A lot of it is mental. We have to decide we're going to make a change in our eating habits and then give it our best try. If you're concerned that eating fresh fruits and vegetables and lean meats is going to be too expensive, the health navigators at Dallas County Health can help you make a plan to cover the healthy diet expenses that you're aiming for and still not feel like you're getting pinched in other areas. We want you to improve both your level of exercise and your nutrition. One thing that March brings, of course, is the March Madness basketball tournaments. Try not to spend hours sitting on the couch watching the basketball tournament with all the ads on TV for the salty, greasy, sugary snacks and the high-calorie beverages. Hours of sitting, along with the temptation of food and beverages you're trying to avoid, is going to undermine your new habits.
And again, we're speaking with the Dallas County Health Navigation Coordinator, Ann Cochran, on our Let's Talk Dallas County program. And I'd like to be the first one to admit it. I am a victim of sitting on the couch and watching March Madness basketball. But I'm looking at the weather, the upcoming weather, and we got some warmer days now in the season of spring. And Ann, could you talk about getting the right amount of exercise, right? We got some warmer days. People can get outside and really get moving. They're not cooped up in their house when it's snowing outside. So a little bit of warmer weather brings more exercise. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. And the right amount of exercise depends on a number of factors. Some individuals have a little exercise built into their day. Someone who walks to school or walks to work, for instance, or someone who works in a job that involves a lot of lifting and carrying. But unfortunately, a lot of us have pretty non-active lives, and we need to make a point of raising our heart rate and strengthening our muscles. So outdoor exercise in spring is a little tricky with the weather always changing. So try to have both an outdoor and an indoor option to get some activity into your day. One idea is if you work in a large building, especially if it has long hallways, go for a walk during your breaks inside. And if the weather happens to be nice and it's not too muddy, switch to walking outside. One note to remember is that persons with mobility problems still need to exercise. Your clinic can suggest some activities that will help keep you healthy. And your insurance might even pay for an exercise class, such as those that are offered at the Dallas County Hospital.
Again, you're listening to our Let's Talk Dallas County program, and we always value your advice and recommendations. And is there any final thoughts you'd like to bring up, anything that I didn't mention?
Well, you know, one more thing about the basketball tournaments, you know, you don't even have to miss out on games and still get some exercise yourself. If you happen to have a treadmill that's anywhere near a TV, go ahead and walk on the treadmill while you're watching games. And also be choosy about which games you're going to sit and watch from start to finish and which ones that you'll just skip or wait for the highlights. Also, don't forget to plan ahead on the snacks and beverages you'll have so you won't be tempted by the constant commercials to go grab something that's unhealthy.
Well, you won't have to worry about skipping an Iowa State basketball game because they're officially out of the tournament. But, Ann, we always thank you so much for your advice and recommendations, like I just said. And thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you again here soon.
Thank you.